Hi there. The word for you today is on walking on water. In Matthew 14, verse 22, we read Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go. When you find yourself in trouble, do you sometimes think, I must have done something wrong? Perhaps I've missed God's will and he's punishing me? No. Trouble is multi-sourced and frequently unrelated to our wrongdoing or God's punishment. The disciples weren't in the storm by disobeying, but rather by obeying Jesus, not by rejecting God's will, but by embracing it. Listen to what the Bible says. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go, and they obeyed. You know, at times you'll find yourself in troubled waters because you actually did what was right rather than what was popular or easy or selfish. When that happens, here are some helpful lessons from the disciples' experience, okay? Number one, obedience doesn't guarantee that there will be no storms. The disciples had just seen Jesus feed 5,000 people with 5 bread rolls and 2 fish. And end up with more food than he started with. So, shouldn't their faith have been strengthened? Yet amazingly, they forgot all of that completely. When fear came knocking, they just forgot it. Jesus had told them he'd meet them on the shore, yet they forgot his miracle-working power and his promise, and they gave in to anxiety. Understand this. When God doesn't seem to solve your problem, he will show up in the middle of it, cause you to come out with your faith strengthened and fortified, which is even better. And number two, fear doesn't mean you're a failure. It's just a reminder that you're human. And like the disciples, you've forgotten who has the power and who's really in charge, and it's not you. And these lessons are the very things that transform your trial into a triumph. Okay?